The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
So you're going in kicking down the door, or you're going to try and track down Droki?
Yes.
Droki.
I think with this group, inevitably,
it's gonna be
tracking
down
Droki is going to be
kicking
in the door.
Okay.
I'm going to try and make it not obvious, but I don't think it will take us that long to cause a ruckus if we're the only surface dwellers down there.
Could you describe the ruckus?
I assume it will involve flying, casting some spells that piss some people off, and maybe straight up Wolverining.
My wings are clipped.
No, you're
and that will all happen before I get to draw my weapon and start making people bleed.
Speaking of wings, I was explaining different races in the game to Joe because I'm prepping him, and he really wants to be one of the bird people, the Aarakocras. Really badly, which is like what I really want to be, but we're in the fucking Underdark, so I didn't pick it. Because I thought flying underground
would have been
stupid.
Funny.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. When the game was explained to me, I've been
spelunking, and yeah. I don't remember there being room to fly.
Man, if only someone had provided books on the Underdark for anyone to preface before going forward.
I don't have time to read.
Carry on, Jeff. Pay the man the stupid wage we owe so that these people
his
money.
What is it? It was 18 a night?
I thought we already did.
Oh, we paid him for the night. We just took.
Yeah, we paid him for the night. We just left.
We want to move out. So we move out. We got to take 7 other assholes with us.
It's going to be 20 gold.
It was 18.
It's 20 now.
Why is it 20 now?
Why is it 20 now?
Because the Quaggoth shit all over the place.
That's a lie. He's house trained.
No, it's extra cleaning.
I'm not tipping.
Is there anybody with a higher intimidation that
fair,
wants to...
To be fair, if you did, Tool, just eat it.
Bargain
yeah.
the price.
Stool, just eat it.
Tool.
I said Tool, I don't
then
know why.
Then that's more spores.
You know what? I'm going to Yelp review this place.
Is there another hotel?
I can try and intimidate him, but I think Matt has the best intimidate.
Do I? I have plus one.
Oh.
I have plus five.
Yeah,
is this
charisma guy?
Is this guy a Durgar?
Yes.
You have a plus what?
Five.
Then do something useful.
There's nothing I can do.
I've never done it before.
Exactly.
If you fail, you're gonna get.
You have never.
Out. Go ahead.
Oh, I think we're working our way to getting kicked out anyway. So either way, it's fine. What are we? We're trying to negotiate the price to what? What do you want me to try to negotiate?
It was
10
the first night, then it was 18. Now it's 20.
We'll give him 8.
We'll negotiate it back down to 10. Grit one.
God damn it! We're fucking homeless.
Damn! I was gonna make you roll it again because you're a disadvantage for charisma checks, but
oh, yep.
You're not going to get... I mean, you can roll another one. I'd take another card, but... Oh, man, that's awesome.
Just pack up your stuff, boys. You wanted me to roll.
25 for the sass.
25 for the sass.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I have a plus 4.
I mean,
but I don't think at this point it's...
You can try.
At this point, it's probably not going to go well.
That dice started off so
Thank
hot.
You, sir. May I have another?
Yeah, I mean, keep rolling. That's fine.
I mean, the money we just got, I guess, kind of paid for that, so.
Yeah, 40 fucking gold.
Yeah. We're working our way up to 40.
Do you accept ass diamonds?
Sorry. Do you accept ass diamonds?
All right. I'm following
so
the tunnel rat, whatever you are.
You tell me what you guys are going to do.
I'm following Kira, whatever she wants to do.
We are going down to see what we can find. Going down through the gates. There's towers with a gate, right? Or something to that effect?
No, there were old abandoned watchtowers overlooking the West Cleft.
Okay.
But there are like lifts going down.
Oh, that's right. We got to take an elevator.
Yeah. Or a crane.
Escalator.
And get down to the bottom.
All right.
You
first get, floor, gray ghost attire.
You get down to the bottom. One direction you can see the entrance to the West Cleft. It's still cordoned off from everything else, keeps the Darrow separate from everybody. The other way you can see going up the sides, you can see the cheap Durgar residential areas.
Right.
You can
the
see
the projects of
yeah,
the area.
Kind of. Especially the further down you get, because there is just it smells bad down here. Very chemically, very natural gassy, very
very pouring your poop bucket out the window every morning.
No. Like there's guys down here mining for gases.
So how does that affect my torch?
I don't like being down
that's
here
why
anymore.
You're further away from where they're working. But
I could have sworn you had like a permanent lit thing.
You do. You have a continual flame stone.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I just want to have a torch at this point.
To blow us up? Sure.
Well, I mean, continuous flame would ignite it too, wouldn't it?
It's not real fire.
You remember the guys with the long lances with like the pilot light on them?
Yes.
This is probably where they get their shit.
Okay.
How do they pressurize gas in a medieval society, though?
I don't know. I don't have engineering.
I mean, this is a place
for engineering.
This is a place where the boilers are lit by fucking dragons. So I'm sure that there's probably a magical explanation if
like
nothing else.
There's a tank that has a fairy in it that fucking holds the gas in her lungs or something.
An ice method that super cools the gas and gets it to condense down, maybe?
This is an interesting conversation topic.
I'm
intrigued. Next time on the Rancor's Brothel. this old cave.
That'll be the
yes.
This old cave. I'm Tom Silva.
No, Sylvan, because it's, you know,
D&D. I'm Tom Sylvan.
But we're not in
today,
the
today, we're going into the Underdark.
That sounds like a croc hunter.
It did.
Yeah, we're going into the Underdark.
Okay.
Oh, she's a beauty.
Look at this method. It's got to be 300, 400 years old. It's time you upgraded.
Giant gate going into the West Cleft. You see a few random Darrow milling around it.
Bumblebee tuna.
Your balls are showing.
Make an insight check. Everybody.
I don't want to anymore.
13.
Disadvantage anyway, aren't
I? Insight?
No, your
abilities.
Insight.
Oh, yeah, you are. For any skill checks. Yeah.
What for? Why is it?
Exhaustion.
I got exhaustion this morning.
Oh. Yeah.
Because he failed his constitution roll like we
God
thought he
was. Damn it, crit one. Lucas.
What was that one?
Jeff's got a full fucking poker hand now.
Yep. Fuck. Got a full house over there.
I'm pretty sure 90% of the crit ones have been on this half of the table.
I've had three in the last past 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's the three that I've got.
I'm just talking in general. From the start of this game, the ones have gone to you two.
Would anybody like a cranberry lime seltzer?
Yes. I would like
cranberry lime seltzer. Yeah, I don't know if I would like that or not.
Try it.
It's like drinking Sprite with a condom.
They're good.
Like, I
have them all the time.
Don't know that I'm a seltzer person.
The pink grapefruit is really good as well.
No. I haven't tried that one yet.
Nope. That's what I thought it would taste like. Nope.
Mm-mm. If you inhale really deep and get the smell of it filling you, then take the drink. You don't gag as much.
If you shoot it up your nose and then do the line of coke, it's pretty good.
Then when you rub it on your gums, it doesn't burn as much.
What are you doing?
Did anyone insight anything?
Oh, yeah.
I got a 13.
That's right. What'd you get?
A 9.
Like an 11 or 12.
You're pretty sure these guys really don't like you.
Imagine that.
As I was going to say, I was going to kind of cast detect thoughts around randomly as I was walking around.
You hear random screaming and swearing.
Directed at, can I tell?
Some of it's directed at you. Some of it's directed at that rock over there. Some of it's directed at the guy next to him. Some of it's...
Is this like random screaming, swearing like Matt, Three Sheets to the Wind? Or random screaming, swearing like Tourette's guy?
like Tourette's guy, closer to that.
Cool. We walked into the asylum.
I think that they're all fucking nuts.
I'm pretty sure that's been pretty well established.
Right, but we haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Like they're...
Can we glean that the gases have caused this from anything?
Was it just Mark, severe inbreeding?
Make a history check.
Is it a stone cutting history check? Never mind. It's five.
I'm pretty good at history.
Go for it.
Something about the Darrow.
20.
Natural?
Natural?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did he say nat 20?
No, it's not the gas. The Darrow were... There's a lot of races that you're going to run into down here that were mind slaves to the Illithids at one point. And these guys never got over it.
So, with my experience with the Ko'atoa and whatever, that's what I'm basically like.
Yes.
Connecting the dots.
Connect the dots.
Well.
I'll communicate that. I was like, I think it's Mind Flare.
Is it though? Is it?
Matt, with your 13 on the insight, they notice you, but they're really distracted. They're paying attention to what they're doing. They're
dead plants and animals.
They're not paying much attention to you. They see you and they're like, "F those guys," and they are back on doing whatever they were doing. It's not like they're targeting you and saying, "We got to get these guys."
Okay. They're just like me driving in standstill traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Just f*** this asshole. F*** that asshole.
Yeah.
You didn't say that I could speak to stones with this. It was only
animals, plants, dead, and plants.
Okay.
I thought it was ironic since it's a stone speaker crystal.
There's probably lichen and moss. And
yeah, things. No, I was just thinking you might want to talk to something down here, but I don't know what it would be.
Mold?
I mean, what's defined as an animal? Like, we're animals.
No, animals would be defined as...
Beast. Non-intelligent.
Yeah, it's in the stat block. You should look up the duration to cast those, though.
I mean, it's a gas mine. They probably got dead canaries somewhere.
Themselves and make sure what they actually do.
Oh, it's a spell.
Yes. Yeah, those are all spells. And they'd all be in the same part of the book because they should all be speak with.
Yeah.
Because I think some of them take like 5 or 6 minutes to do or 10 minutes or whatever.
No, Troy's was 10 minutes because it was cast as a ritual.
The spell isn't inherently a 10-minute spell?
Yeah, mine was a ritual.
For some reason, I thought some of the speak withs took a while.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's just an action. 10-minute duration.
Yep.
That's what I thought.
I will walk forward towards the cleft.
Okay. Are you guys just marching in there? You trying to be stealthy? You trying to anything?
Oi! Any of you know a Darrow with a funny hat?
Everybody gets quiet.
They turn around and spit vitriol at you in Dwarven and turn back to what they're doing.
What about Bupido? Does anybody know him?
At that, they both stop, turn and look at you, and walk into the West Cleft.
Wait, what the f*** was that?
I don't know. I was trying to start a conversation. I not learn good.
I don't think I'm smart enough to read into that like I feel like I should.
What? Any of them know Bupido?
Yes. What happened to Bupido?
He turned into a thing. Maybe he's making them all crazy.
Maybe he's got them all mind controlled, maybe?
No, because they didn't attack us.
Not everything in D&D attacks you right away. Some things manipulate you and give you dinner and convince you to murder your other teammates.
Hmm. Ding!
Ding! Particularly intelligent things. Like things with mind in their name. No, I can do something. I will detect their thoughts as they're walking away. Must speak to master. That's what I'm looking for here.
No, they know the name Bupido. They remember him. And they don't want anything to do with him.
Fair enough. Well, let's follow them.
Okay.
I figure sooner or later we're going to stumble into something stupid.
Connect the dots. You actually go into the West Cleft and you just see it's the end of a cavern. It's where it comes to a point, goes up into a wedge.
Gotcha.
Or comes down into a wedge, I mean.
Right.
And there are just random holes all over the place. And these guys go and they scurry into one of these random holes. And
so it's honeycombed.
Yes. There are paths to go up higher into other holes. And
that's not what I thought we were going to find down here.
I don't know. I mean, there's detritus all over the floor.
Right.
It's not kept well. If I'm not mistaken, this place stinks.
What's it smell like?
Trash and shit.
Are there dead plants in that trash?
I don't know.
There are probably dead animals in that shit.
Could be.
Can we talk to poop? Because it'd be made up of plants and
we talk
animals.
To you.
Troy, the poo whisperer.
It would cost extra charges to cast speak with dead and speak with plants. And
how many charges did Andy got?
I got 10 charges.
No, I'm joking. No, that won't work.
I
want the little poo to animate. Heidi ho!
I was thinking
voiced
that
by TJ Miller.
I was thinking we're gonna run into like some sort of additional city structure down here, but you're saying it's honeycombed into the walls. There doesn't appear to be any sort of like public houses or town meeting areas. Does it have any obvious structure whatsoever?
I would give everybody an investigation or an insight.
Hey, I get an advantage.
You do.
Nat 20, so 25 on insight.
I got 17 on investigation.
15.
I didn't roll.
There is absolutely
good.
There is absolutely no. You roll.
What if I don't want to?
Because I gave a group roll. You roll twice.
Was it investigation? You said.
I don't care.
Or intimate or insight.
The cleric could probably get rid of levels of exhaustion.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there are some spells. I don't know if you have them.
I was just looking for one.
14.
It's okay. He got it, so it doesn't matter. You look at this, and you look at the way it's structured, and you look at the way everything is taken care of. There is no organization to these people. There is no structure. There is no...
Leadership?
Leadership.
Okay.
Are these recesses shallow, or do they look like they go in deeper?
It's not like a tunnel structure or anything. It's like hovels.
Was there those kind of structures and organization in the other direction?
What do you mean?
Towards the lower class.
Yes,
Durgar.
Very organized, very streamlined, very functional. These guys live in squalor.
Well, perhaps we should turn around and head the other way.
Yeah, let's turn around and go the other way.
What do you mean go the other way?
Yeah, lesser doesn't do much. I picked it because of the poison.
I don't know, didn't you just say that there was a more organized section?
No, that's... Hang on, I'm going to get the map.
For those of you listening to us, Jeff is clearing the table.
I'm getting it. I'm getting the wall screen out of the way so I can actually manipulate a map.
Yeah,
so I need a fifth level spell.
Yeah,
to
I was thinking, I thought there was a first and second level spell.
I couldn't tell if you were yawning or mocking me. Yeah, so until I hit ninth level, I can't cure exhaustion.
Or madness.
Fuck, man.
Which is so fucking annoying.
Actually, Lucas's visit with his patron informs you there are other ways to cure the madness from down here.
I mean, Matt,
sorry, it's taking a minute.
I literally started a whole new section of the podcast so that you would have to read books. It's the only reason why we're playing RPGs.
I'm reading Origins by Dan Brown right now. It sucks.
Good books.
I'm a completionist.
Is that the next in the Robert Langdon?
Where's it's like some Elon Musk character discovers the origin of life on Earth. It's fucking stupid.
Is that after Inferno or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Inferno was the first book I've ever started and not finished. I was like, I got to a point, I was like, fuck this, done. I borrowed it from Chad. I hated it so much, instead of waiting until Christmas, I paid to ship it back to Texas.
Did you read The Lost Symbols? That one was?
Yes, I loved that one. That one was a lot of fun, and I think Noetics is interesting.
I've only ever returned a book.
That's the one about the Freemasons.
I've only ever returned one book in my life because I hated it so much. It was Marvel's Eternals by Neil Gaiman.
That's a good book.
Half of it was good. The rest of it fell apart.
I'm sorry, guys.
He's more than entitled to that.
So, as we are... So we're heading in this other direction.
Well, I was just saying, I don't think there's another direction.
No,
we misunderstood.
Can't be for everybody.
Okay, no, I'm trying to show you what it actually looks like so that you understand what I'm talking about.
No, I think it intrigues me that he is known as the Darrow wearing a hat.
The Darrow wearing a very specific hat.
Yeah, no, I caught that the first time. I keep saying it so other people will realize it. People who are skilled in Arcana, perhaps.
No, I get it. It's a hat that possibly blocks that shit.
Or he's not a Darrow at all.
No.
Because, I mean, what other people wore hats? Pretty much, if you're wearing hat in D&D, you're up to no good.
Well, and I mean, I don't want to, like, point fingers here, but your hair hasn't started to fall out yet. I wear a lot of hats now. Salt and pepper can be colored. You can't color scalp on a white guy.
You guys would have come down on a lift right about where this bridge is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is the furrow. Uh-huh. These are the holes that are kind of like apartments going up.
Right.
This through here is the west cleft. This whole area through here is just trashed and random honeycombed hovels for the Darrow.
I think of the honeycomb commercials.
Out beyond this point is where the sappers are working on the gas.
So are these the blast doors in case of a...
No, this is to segregate the Darrow from the Durgar.
Uh-huh.
It keeps all the...
Undesirables
on that side of the gate.
Okay, so the Darrow are that way.
Darrow are this way.
Darrow are that way. So those guys, we said something and they went that way.
Yes.
Yes.
And then we followed in and that's where everything is all...
Honeycomb.
Correct.
Hmm.
So if we head in the other direction, do we see signs of pubs or meeting places or any sort of structure in that regard, like places where people... I want to start walking back the other direction.
Back this way?
Yeah.
No, there's nothing down on the bottom.
So how do they get to their homes then?
Down through entrances above.
Okay.
You know how the shitty apartments are like way at the top of the stairs in New York and nobody wants to live all the way at the top because there's no elevators?
Sure.
Here, it's all the way down.
But there's no access down here, so this is literally like maintenance and digging.
Yes.
So our trip down here was...
Well, I thought that there were people living down here.
I did too. If you were going to hide a secret mating place, though, the bottom of a gas mine might be a pretty good hiding spot.
Agreed.
Up around here and around here are the watchtowers that we talked about.
Right.
What is all along the watchtowers?
Trash.
Stones?
You didn't get it.
No, I got it. I just wasn't going to give him the satisfaction of acknowledging it as a joke.
It wasn't a joke. I was just...
Oh, we know it wasn't. So these holes here, those are the vents that stuff's coming out of? Is that what you're saying? The gas is coming out of?
Mining tunnels.
Like that would kill everybody.
It's heavier gas. It stays down towards the bottom.
Which would kill everybody. Okay.
So there are no access what? Down here to the lower levels.
The lower levels of the living?
Yes.
No.
None whatsoever. Nope. Okay.
What flammable gas are they mining that's heavier than air?
The magic kind. I don't know.
Okay.
The fuck you, Matt. We're playing a game kind.
Yep. Okay, whatever. Laws of physics.
Says the guy who bitched about a phone for 20 minutes.
Yeah. In a real game.
Oh, real game.
No game.
Yeah. A game about reality. I don't understand why the fucking phone doesn't work.
Sodium hexafluoride doesn't burn. Just saying.
I push Matt down a mine shaft. Can we get a better character?
I will make the next one.
Get that rogue.
Eons more dumb than this one. Just to spite you.
So more like himself.
only
you asked for that. Come on.
Only Matt can out-dumb Matt.
I don't know if you remember when I was playing Ron, man. There was sentence fragments involved.
I'm not even going to use the standard stats in the book. I'm just going to put up ones on everything.
I mean, we're here. We might as well walk around for a minute and see what else is going on. Is there anything else interesting at all to see?
There is a bunch of trash. I mean, if you guys
not on the West Cleft where they're mining.
Where they're mining? Interesting. Yes. Story specific. No.
I can't fireball.
I don't have fireball.
Okay. What do you guys want to do?
Well, I guess at this point we go back up and try and find the entrance into the lower living.
At least you know how to start a ruckus if you want to start a fire.
Maybe.
I mean, if you want to go in and question Darrow or whatever, that's fine.
Right. Well, I think we're looking for a specific Darrow.
You are.
And I don't know that Darrow would be there. Because I don't know if that hat is a mind suppression hat or if it's a shape-changing hat.
It was just a funny hat.
It was Matt and Lucas who had eyes on him.
Yes.
Yup.
Give me Arcana or Nature.
That's what I wanted to decide what we're looking for.
What is that?
Looks like a 1 from here.
Nah, it's a 7. So, 7.
Rolled 2 15s. That is a... What was it? Arcana? 18. On our con.
That hat was made of displacer beast tentacles.
And by the way, I don't know why I did it.
That sounds really made up. Are you fucking with him?
No.
No.
No. Remember that explains. Remember how he got away from us? How he was teleporting?
Very quickly. And he could see invisible things.
Lucas, what would displacer beast tentacles be used for in a hat? Would they be used like a displacer beast?
I was by 18. Give me enough information for that.
You I would just take dead so. Parts off of animals and make a hat?
With an 18, it doesn't make much sense. You don't know what effect that would actually have on anybody wearing the hat.
Unless it was enchanted and he was attuned to it.
But what I'm saying is with an 18 Arcana, you know it's made of displacer beast tentacles. Do you actually know if there's a displacer beast tentacled hat? Which I'm guessing you do not.
I mean, there is because I just saw it.
Well, yes.
I just want to say...
Oh, you mean like in a catalog of magic items?
Right, yes.
No, that doesn't ring a bell.
Okay.
No. I just want to say that
you're doing really good. He's a displacer beast so many times you have not popped a single pee, and I'm just really proud of you.
It's okay, so it just doesn't make sense that he has this hat.
But he wasn't wearing a hat of disguise or hat of mind control.
He was wearing a hat of GTFO.
Basically.
Maybe. I don't know. Okay. Can we descend into the lower warrens of Gracklestug then?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You flash badges, you walk around. What exactly are you looking for?
I feel like we're on Tombstone. Everybody's got a badge.
You can't sense others' thoughts, right? You don't have any psychic abilities in that regard?
Not currently.
Okay. I would maybe just like investigation or insight, just walk around for a few hours down in the lower depths and see, gauge the mood. Are there posters of a Stalin or Che Guevara Durgar down here or something? You know what I mean? Like just gauge the...
Yeah, go ahead and roll.
I'm guessing not, but I want to just see.
It's a really good roll. 19 plus numbers. Just depends on what you want me to... Probably a 20.
Investigation would be good.
Investigation is a wisdom?
Intelligence.
Okay,
same thing. 21.
Nope, not the same.
You go through the warrens. You see where these Durgar live. You see that these are the poor Durgar.
Right.
You see they're not unhappy. They get up, they go to work. They go drink. They come home. They get up. They go work.
Right.
They are... This is what they do.
If we start asking around about... Do we see any Darrow in and around this area? I'm guessing no, but I figured I'd ask. Do we see any non-Durgar?
No.
Okay.
You were stopped before you came in here, and you flashed the badges and said you're investigating for the Keepers of the Flame and Thembrichod, and they let you in.
Do we want to start doing the stupid thing now, or does anyone have any ideas?
Droki was a Durgar.
Darrow.
Yes.
He was a Darrow,
sorry, yes. So theoretically, he would have been back in the West Clef, but I don't really like the idea of going through the honeycomb bit if we don't have to.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if we just walked through there, and I just was, like, telepathically, like, saying his name into people's heads, like, if that would cause anybody to, like, react.
Well, I mean, but ultimately... ultimately, we're not looking for him. He's a means to an end, right? We're looking for rebellious Durgar, who would steal the egg and fight against the Order. What's interesting is that we're examining the lower, theoretically unhappier, you know, lower members of the cast, and they've totally...
they're happy.
Right. So where are the unhappy Durgar? If we can't find them...
Is Jeff using a play on words with Honeycomb? Like, what if there's like a hive mindy, mind flayery thing going on?
That's how mind flayers work.
But I'm saying, like, what if because they're so unnaturally content with their life...
Well, Darrow, he made the roll, right? He made a roll to know about Darrow.
Yes.
Okay, I don't want to just start spouting off shit that we don't actually know. Darrow were fucked up by mind flayers, so yeah. They are, like, naturally, like, their society is naturally chaotic. They're like someone who's experienced a psychotic break that has never recovered from it. But they are that as an entire race. So they,
You got a fairly high roll, though, right?
Yeah, I got a 20.
You know that Darrow are really resistant to mind control now.
I forgot about that.
Okay.
But
fuck that idea. Sorry.
No, I don't think it's a bad idea. But I think that that's the thing is that ultimately, don't get me wrong. I think if there absolutely is a mind flayer in Gracklestug, it is insinuating itself into the culture and will begin taking shit over because that's what mind flayers do, and go back to the mother brain and bullshit. But if we're trying to find the unhappy Durgar, that's really what Kira's down here looking for. And it's not like this place is on the edge of uprising, which is probably why these people stole an egg, because it's easier to steal an egg than it was to sow the seeds of revolution. You know, this isn't, you know, nobody's overthrowing the Tsar in this situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, my only other thought is to start poking the bear. Like, if we start asking for the Gray Ghost and making a ruckus, we will probably garner their attention sooner or later. That would be my next thought. Because they have to be hiding around here somewhere. The lower Warrens is what I've decided to call it, would be the most likely place in my mind, unless you guys have any other thoughts.
But weren't we looking for Droki because he was...
He was the connection to them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you want to work in the Honeycombs, or do you want to try and start a fight?
Yeah, six in one hand, half a dozen in the other.
Because Kira would start a fight.
I'm not against starting a fight
at this point. Everybody make me an intelligence check.
This is Jeff saying we're stupid.
9.
22?
No, I'm sorry.
8.
Wait, that's not a skill check, right?
21.
Yes, it is.
Oh, is it? Oh. Then it is a...
13.
22? You know he's got to come back here at some point.
Because they all sleep here?
Because they're not allowed... They're allowed up in the bazaar for...
Business.
For business. For work. But they all have to come back here.
I guess it's a... I mean, unless you want to stake that place out. That would be the other thing. It's kind of obvious to stand next to the doors and wait. Unless you want to hang out in the watchtowers. Can we get to the watchtowers?
That was what we were going to do the first time.
We can do whatever. We had talked about that as well.
Yeah.
We just walked in.
We could do the watchtower thing. See if we can see a guy in a funny hat.
I mean...
How high up are the watchtowers?
We'll say 60 feet.
How do you get to said watchtowers? Did we see when we were walking around down there?
You could figure it out.
Okay.
What's the load-bearing weight of a laden Asimir when they're flying?
What's your strength?
Plus 2. Not good.
Mm. Not good.
An armored dwarf, a human in leather.
What's your weight?
I mean, maybe
did you roll it?
I don't know.
It's in the player's handbook.
Kira would tell you she's a slim 119 pounds.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, he can handle that,
though. I don't think that's actually true, but...
if he was with gliding, armor.
I have her at 170, a very svelte 170.
Okay.
I mean, I probably would be closer to, that 110 or something, because I don't have armor.
Because, yes, I did put her weight in.
Jeez. Yeah, so...
5'9", 170.
You know, we drop a Wolverine bomb on him.
Oh, my God. You could basically do...
Fastball special.
Yes, yeah. I can't wait.
Waldingus cast hold person. Range of 60 feet.
I can't wait for this to go wrong when Lucas has to roll a skill check.
Yeah, but flying silent, if you could glide, drop, and cast.
This one's a saving throw. I wouldn't have to roll anything.
Okay. I guess then we will go to the watchtower, and if we need to, we'll incite a riot. But I suppose we'll look for Droki first.
Sure.
I like this idea.
Kira doesn't, but it's probably more likely going to work.
Weren't the towers somewhat abandoned? Am I mistaken?
Yes, absolutely abandoned.
Okay, so also another place for, you know, things to have meetings.
Mm. Neato.
Cool. I want to play my way, Lucas.
I mean, we just may run into the guy.
Fuck your narrative. Kira goes running into the mines, two torches lit, just screaming. Throwing them. Lighting more.
Jumps down
over the cliff. Struck like down by dozens of crossbow quarrels before she gets to it.
Out of nowhere. Just invisibly. Okay, let's go to a watchtower then.
Cool.
Yeah, dude, the tower's only 60 feet up.
Yep, we're good.
That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the range of his spell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you guys can...
All he's got to do is drop a little bit.
You guys can camp out up there. You stake it out and you can watch for him.
I'll cook a nice meal.
You can also watch what everything else that's going on around.
I'm not going to be able to see very well, so I'll just cook.
What's your cooking give?
I can do all kinds of stuff with it, with my proficiency.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, look, I can do some things, but it was mostly healing shit.
So watches.
I'll go for... I mean, we can't let Kira do it, really.
That's true. You three roll off.
Wait, why can't Kira do it?
She can't see. I won't be able to see.
Oh.
It's 11. Dimly lit. You would be at disadvantage for perception.
Can I see it 60 feet at dimly lit?
Yeah. It's dimly lit solid through. Yes.
Okay.
What were we rolling for?
Just who's doing what watch?
Oh, I got a 15.
Well, you got a 15?
I rolled an 8. 11.
I guess I'm first.
Roll me a perception, Lucas.
Make sure you speak into the mic.
11.
Okay. Roll off between the two of you.
17.
Roll me a perception.
15.
Yeah.
12.
Okay. Troy, roll me a perception.
17.
That's not a Darrow. That is a drow down there. Heading into the West Cleft.
Does it look familiar?
Yeah.
Sereth?
Yes.
I'll speak out to him in his mind.
How far out's that outside go?
120 feet.
Yeah.
Say, hey, Sereth.
Elinel.
What are you doing? Where'd you go?
I have to go find them. They're here. And he's taking off.
I will wake everybody else up and say, hey, I found Sereth. He went that way.
He went into the West Cliff, you said?
Yep. Into the Darrow section.
Can you track him?
No.
Can you just keep calling out to him? Is it going to be line of sight?
I have to see him, yeah.
Alrighty.
Anybody got any ranging skills?
Yeah. I'm going to be firing at disadvantage.
No. I meant like finding, not firing.
Nope. I got ranged weapons. I shoot at him.
It means tracking.
Yeah.
So survival, I guess, would be?
Probably investigation, I imagine.
No, probably not.
Survival.
Is it survival?
The wilderness setting.
Well, that's right. A wisdom thing. I got a +5. Let's roll.
So you're going after him? Or what are you doing?
Yeah. I want to go after him.
The tunnel fighter is not exactly excited to go into a nice tight space.
Except that's where you work best.
Right. And I don't ever want to go back in there again. All right, let's go.
I have a particular set of skills.
I do, and I don't like using them.
Neither did Liam.
Right.
Okay, you head into the West Cleft again.
Can I have light?
You have light.
No. Will you cast light so I can have both hands on my stick?
I will cast it on the head of your glaive.
Thank you.
Skadoosh.
Because I'm walking blade outward.
Okay.
Moving in. Because I feel like we're going into hostile territory.
You might blind some Darrow too. So that's
absolutely. No,
a little bit. As you come in with the glow stick of whatever. Doesn't. Yeah,
absolutely.
You definitely see heads poke out and glare at you.
Anybody seen a fucking drow?
They don't answer. And I mean, they yell at you. They swear at you. They.
All right. Pleasant.
Yeah. Yeah. These guys love outsiders coming into their home.
Does your detect thoughts thing work on sight?
It's just an area.
Everybody make a perception check.
22.
20.
6.
17.
Nice. You spot Sereth. Back behind some of the refuse piles and things like that, you see him, like, searching around, and then you see him disappear into...
Is he within range for me to detect his thoughts?
We'll say no. He's probably about 60 feet away.
Okay.
And he disappears into...
You would have to go back and see. You see him go into something.
Hey, guys, he went over here.
Let's head in that direction.
It's a small cavern entrance. not like the honeycombs. Way more rough.
Okay.
Looks like almost kind of a green gas coming out of it.
Sweet.
It doesn't smell.
Well, the best kinds of poison gases don't smell. If you don't have to put that egg smell in it.
Lucas, you can make me an intelligence check. Add an extra proficiency bonus to it.
How about just make him not do it at disadvantage?
No.
What, is this because I'm checking a gas?
Yeah.
Oh, because you're an alchemist.
Well, then would I... See, I have a plus to survival when I check, when I try to find components. Is that what you want to roll?
No.
No? Am I rolling twice?
Yes.
So 12, 13, what am I adding?
Two proficiencies, so another four.
Two proficiencies?
Yes. Double your proficiency.
So 17.
17. That's not like an alchemical gas. That is very similar to Fares Rest stuff that you've seen.
Is it toxic?
No.
No, it's the Terrigen Mist. We're going to get powers. Let's go.
Okay, so I inform
is
you
it
that
inherently it magic?
Yeah.
I explain these things.
Can we bottle some of it?
I don't know that I want to walk in it, but...
I mean, we don't really have a choice. Like,
you got plenty of choices. You don't have to go in there.
Sereth went through it.
Sereth did?
Yeah, he's totally fine. Totally fine. Sure.
Let's do it.
I proceed downward.
Okay.
And I'm literally, I have a glass bottle. I'm corking a sample of it. I just think it's interesting.
You don't have any way to... No, you probably don't.
What?
Any sort of... You wouldn't be able to cast it as a set of three or four to protect us from poisons or toxins. It probably doesn't matter.
I can have lesser restoration if we get poisoned.
It's literally the leaking of the abyss. I can't imagine it's good for your lungs.
I was told it was non-toxic.
I like the non-filters. They go down smooth.
You guys are coming into
asbestos
a cavern.
Asbestos is fine, too.
For a while.
It's in my oven mitts.
It starts out real narrow, like you guys have to crawl into it. Eventually, it widens out. These squares are actually 25 feet across.
Holy shit.
Yeah, once you get inside.
How tall is the ceiling, generally?
I'm sure it ranges, but... I guess average 20, 25 feet.
Okay. Lucas needs to know so he knows how far to calculate when he falls.
Is there a... Does this look like a natural, or does this look like a dugout cave?
It looks natural. It doesn't look dugout.
There are natural rock formations. There are spots where it's been widened out.
Survival?
Yes. For?
Just sort of how it's made, how recently things have been moved in. Have 10,000 things been through here? Is Sereth the first one in 900 years? Just more general survival-esque information.
And stone cunning for me.
Okay.
It's not bad.
Is it thick with this green?
What is stone cutting?
Is it like a layer on the history. Ground?
I know it's history. Do I get advantage?
Double proficiency. Kind of like the moors, just along the ground.
Okay.
10.
Okay.
16 survival.
16 survival? You do see tracks. You see one larger set coming in. You see...
Large or...
No.
Large humanoid size.
Larger than Darrow.
Okay.
Humanoid.
Booted?
Yeah, look fairly fresh, like Sereth just came through here.
Right.
You see a repeated course from one set of small size footprints.
Follow them.
You guys, and is that's it? It's two sets of tracks.
That's all you see. Yeah,
right.
Pretty
for
much.
This,
yeah.
Okay. Let me get a bit of a head start on you guys. Just 10, 15 feet.
Scout.
Yeah, that seems legit.
You might have better luck melding into the darkness a little bit if I'm swinging a light out in front of me like a, you know.
An anglerfish.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'll follow behind her.
You're back here when you're... Okay. Your survival check starts back here.
Okay.
Yell Shazam if you want me to shut light off.
You get up this far and you see the two paths, the two sets of footprints split. The small goes this way. The medium goes this way.
Can I detect any thoughts anywhere nearby?
Yeah.
Whenever he pauses, I always get so interested.
What have I got?
You detect one set of thought, one intelligent creature this way.
What are they thinking about? Service thoughts.
Potatoes.
Holy sh! That's Pepito.
Beans. Let's go. Let's go. Let's fight.
No, let's not. I really hope you're wrong.
It's a baby mind flayer.
Can that person? Those don't exist. You know what? You know what? A mind flayer in third edition.
His nubs had just started to grow.
A mind flayer at first level could classify as an assassin. In third edition, they could just straight up kill you. They're disgusting.
What are you guys doing?
Wisdom saving throw on that intelligence.
Say huh?
Wisdom saving throw. I'm going deeper.
Yeah, get deep.
Fail.
So what do I get? I've never actually done this, I don't think. Insight into its reasoning, emotional state, and something that looms large in its mind.
You see an image of an altar with a very roughly carved bust of what looks like Pepito. Oh.
So that's what it's thinking about?
That's what it's seeing, stopped in the moment. Looking at.
Okay.
I mean, can you tell whose voice you're hearing?
Not inherently. I don't think anyway. But that's what I was hoping.
You've been connected mentally with this mind before.
Right.
You recognize it.
That's what I was wondering. So you would know it's Sarah, probably.
I'm going to keep concentrating on it as long for the next minute. I can keep him as long as
he's
in range.
He's close.
Yeah, yeah, no. As long as he's in range, I'll be.
Yep.
Because I don't know when he gets his next save against it, if at all.
I honestly don't know. What's the duration of the spell?
A minute.
Then you have that connection.
He definitely knows I'm gonna do it. It can use an action on its turn to make int versus my int to end it. But he knows I'm probing deep then.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm gonna turn and head in that direction, glaive outward.
Okay. Everybody following?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You make it into this room. This wall is the altar that you saw in that image.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a statue that looks like Pepito.
Does it look like Pepito with tentacle face or just Pepito?
Just Pepito. And the whole floor of the cavern is covered in the remains of bodies.
Okay. What kinds of bodies?
It's old.
So no smell?
No, there's probably a smell of rot, but it's old rot.
I mean, does this altar look new?
No.
Okay. Get closer to it.
Okay.
Sarath.
Says made in China.
Yes,
on the bottom.
You see Sarath in here. Stop. Just
what?
Like,
what are you doing?
They're here. I've got to go.
Who's here?
The Myconids. I got to get to Neverlight Grove.
I don't think the Myconids are down here.
They're this way and points this way down the next cavern.
Looking into his reasoning, is he making sense? Is what he's saying?
Wisdom save.
Me?
Yep.
Does the statue look? Is there any, like, inscription on it? Is there any...
Nope.
No markings?
21.
Oh, you're good.
No markings except for his face.
It's not just Sarath.
Can I stone cutting it?
Sure.
Sarath, you're not well.
No, I'm 10. Fine.
No, you're not. Do you feel me reading your mind?
Yes.
I'm reading more than just your mind in there.
No, what do you mean?
I don't know, but there's something else there. I think you need to stop and come with us.
No, he's talking to you. He's very subdued. He's very calm. I've got to go this way. And as he's talking to you, his arm is going like this.
Am I close enough to hit him?
You can be.
Well, okay. This
Troy,
is something...
insight.
Is his hand doing this? Is his hand doing this?
Nat 20.
24.
And I guess maybe we're getting ready to know this.
For the record, this is randomly flicking fingers in an uncontrollable spasmodic
fashion. Yes, I'm
sorry.
Well, no, it's not. I think it is not uncontrolled. It is very specific, very articulated.
Like, is he doing sign language?
He is. It's drow sign.
Yes, that's what I was assuming he was doing.
Which none of you speak.
No. But whatever he's relaying, I don't want it to continue to be relayed.
I mean, would I maybe know?
No. It would be a language on your list.
Oh.
The drow, in the book that I got for you.
Yeah, get the fuck over it. I didn't read your book.
The drow often communicate
entirely
silently. So they can, they literally have like a very complex sign language.
When did
you
two get married?
Just fucking get it over with.
No, I'm so that was what I was gonna say. Do I know it's not casting? I know that it's drow sign.
You don't. You could make that insight check.
Either way, I'm gonna reach out and make him stop.
Okay,
that's a really good insight roll.
I didn't know if I would know that. It's a 20
in a microphone.
Okay, yeah, you know that that's drow sign.
I don't think anyone needed to hear me do that.
Or that.
You're going to reach out and do what?
I want to stop his hand from moving.
Okay.
Whether it's quicker to smack it with the end of my glaive or with the butt end, or whether it's
are you
quicker
going
to
hit him? Are you going to walk up and hit him with the glaive, or are you going to walk up and try and put your hand on his hand?
I'm going to walk up and grab his wrist.
He will smack your hand and continue signing.
Who are you signing to?
It's a twitch. Come on, we gotta go. I gotta go.
Hold on.
I'm going.
You hold the hell on.
Roll for initiative.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter at @rancors_brothel and email your comments and suggestions to between2crits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You live through me.